Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about diet in Chinese. We have the most qualified person to talk about this is Dr. Dean Ornish. Hi, Dean. 你好。
Hi, Xiaolan. It's so great to be here. Thank you for including me.
Thank you. We know that you are the pioneer of having healthy diet to improve the health or well-being. And how did you come up with your Dean Ornish method?
Well, I've been doing research for the last 40 years, and people think that advances in medicine have to be something new and high-tech and expensive. And yet what we're finding is in our research, we use the latest high-tech, state-of-the-art scientific methods to prove the power of these very simple and low-tech and low-cost and ancient wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
We found that if you eat well, move more, stress less, and love more, that you can not only prevent but even reverse the most common chronic diseases.
Yeah, it's so interesting that you say that, because in ancient Chinese medicine, we actually look at the preventive side of it, and eating well is part of it.
Big part, yes.
Right, so let's learn how to say diet in Chinese, and then we discuss more later. Okay. The way to say diet in Chinese, we say 饮食。
饮食。
饮食。饮is to drink.
Cool.
And 食.
To you, it probably sounds like diet, you know?
饮食。饮 is to drink.
饮。饮。
饮。And you do it correctly. Because the third tone, you can go down a bit more and up in terms of the tone. So go down first and up. 饮。
饮。
饮。Exactly. And you take your time and say it. 饮。
饮。
That means to drink. And the shape of the character was actually a person drinking. At that time, during the olden days, they drink through the wine vessel.
Cool.
So a big wine vessel, a person having the mouth wide open.
Wow.
And drinking the wine. So 饮。
饮。
饮。And the character for 食 is actually to eat. So, 食,
食,
食, and you need to curl your lips a little bit as if you were whistling. 食,
食,
食, and it's a second tone, so you can take your time and make it slightly up. 食,
食,
食, perfect. 食 means to eat. So, the Chinese for diet, it's to drink and to eat. So it's very literal. 饮食.
That makes it very simple. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So let me try it again. 饮食.
Perfect. 饮食. So when we say 饮食, that implies diet, the way you eat, the way you drink, what to eat and what to drink. So Dean, can you share with us, how do we improve our 饮食?
Well, to improve your 饮食, you want to eat a whole foods plant-based diet,
mm-hmm.
predominantly fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, soy products, in their natural, the way they come in nature.
Right.
You want to try to reduce your intake of animal protein, particularly red meat.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to use animal protein at all, try to eat fish and use that more of a condiment rather than the main center of the plate.
Right.
And also try to reduce your intake of simple sugars and refined carbs and processed foods and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to eat. That's the way Chinese have been eating for thousands of years until they started copying the American way of eating and, unfortunately, the American way of dying.
Right.
And what I've been so struck by in all of our studies is how quickly you can get better or worse in how you feel and even in the underlying disease processes,
mm-hmm.
if you make big changes. And we also learned that the more you change, the better you feel,
mm-hmm.
and the more you change your diet, the better you are in every way we can measure. These underlying biological mechanisms are so dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Most people feel so much better so quickly when they make these changes. It makes them want to continue to do it, not just to prevent something bad from happening, but because your quality of life is so much better.
Mm-hmm.
In medicine, people think it has to be a new drug, a new laser, something really high tech in order to be working, to be powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But what we've found is that these simple changes in lifestyle are in many ways more powerful than drugs and surgery. And that allows us to use drugs and surgery. You know, if someone breaks their arm or if they have a heart attack, that's when drugs and surgery can be powerful.
Right. And plant-based whole food, how do you see gluten? Because some people are horrified with gluten.
Yeah, I think gluten is, there's a small number of people who are gluten sensitive. The most extreme is celiac disease.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it's kind of overblown. I mean, there are some people who are very sensitive to gluten, but not nearly as many as one might think. And so for most people, eating fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, soy products in their natural forms. Try to, if possible, I know white rice is a staple of the Chinese diet, but if you can move to brown rice, it's even better because mm-hmm. the fiber, when you go from brown rice to white rice, you're removing the fiber and the bran, and that usually fills you up before you get too many calories.
Mm-hmm.
It also slows the rate of absorption from your gut into your blood, so your blood sugar stays more constant, and you can have a more constant level of energy without these wide swings,
mm-hmm.
and it can help prevent or even reverse type 2 diabetes.
Right. So in your Dean Ornish method, do you look into the high GI, low GI, and or is that a big deal?
Well, if you eat food as it comes in nature, it's almost usually a low GI anyway, in terms its glycemic index.
Right.
But when you go from, say, brown rice to white rice, you take a low glycemic index and you turn it into a high one.
Yeah.
Or from whole wheat flour to white flour.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why the way it comes in nature is really best. And however you look at it, whether it's from the standpoint of glycemic index or it turns out that animal protein itself is harmful, even when you get past the fat versus carbs debate,
mm-hmm.
people eat a lot of animal protein, have a much higher incidence of heart attacks, strokes, prostate, breast, colon cancer, diabetes, everything that we can measure.
Right. And then I know in your method, you emphasize like balanced diet. And then when we say balanced diet in Chinese, we say 饮食均衡.
饮食均衡.
均衡. Yeah, 均 is average. 衡 is balance.
均衡.
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 均衡. So 饮食均衡. Or you can swap saying balanced diet. 均衡饮食.
I'm writing this down so I can remember.
Okay.
饮食均衡. 饮食均衡.
Perfect. So you are the world's leading expert in 饮食均衡.
How do you say cool in Chinese?
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. They didn't reinvent a new word. They just say cool, which is a similar sound as cool.
And if someone's hot, do they say they're hot or do they say the Chinese version of hot?
Actually, they call them spicy. La. Like if they say, oh, there's a yummy mummy, they say la ma. So la means spicy and ma is the mother. So spicy mother, la ma, that means yummy mummy.
This is where the Spice Girls came from.
It is. Yeah. They call la mei. La is a spicy spice girl. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you very much, Dean, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today, we learn how to say diet in Chinese. 饮食.
饮食.
饮食. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time. 再见. 再见, Dean.